What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Al Winnett, the Sheriff of All Things Innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that are making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Let's get into it. So the first subject is science. Now, I read an article from Sci.org, and it talks about a food from air technique looked at by a team of researchers that would prove more efficient than growing crops. So for some of you thinking that this food was grown out of thin air, it wasn't. All right. Stop thinking of a cloudy with a chance of meatballs. I've never seen that movie, but I know you're imagining it right now. It's nothing like that. It's looking like we're going to have a cloudy forecast of a healthy dose of reality. So everybody just hang in there with me. So the article points out the researchers used a food from air system that uses solar energy panels to make electricity, which is combined with carbon dioxide from the air to produce food for microbes grown in a bioreactor. The protein the microbes produce is then treated to remove nucleic acids and then dried by a produce, a powder suitable for consumption by humans and animals. I feel kind of bad for the microbes after just like reading that short bit. Like, they're going to be worked as slaves for the rest of their lives. Like, it's just like, we're producing foods for humans? What about rights for microbes? What's going on here? But now, like, the first thing that really, really came to my head when I first read this article was like how all of the buff dudes in the gyms were going to be getting girls just because they could now tell them that their powder is like climate friendly. Just like, yeah, I got my food from a bioreactor. Check out some of this protein powder, baby. Look, yeah, no climate change badness over here. Like, this powder has been approved by the FDA, produced by solar panels. So I'm buff and I'm saving the world. But nah. Like, I definitely, like, I'd be one of those guys. Saying I don't even go to the gym. I need to start going to the gym, though. But nah, I actually really like this invention because it makes you start thinking about the different ways in which we can create food. You know, today it's solar panels. The next day it could be our bodies if we decide to start experimenting with nanotech and stuff like that. Or, you know, if we start to, you know, talk a little bit more about transhumanism and how that's going to play a part in how we're going to be creating food for ourselves without having to take externally from our environments and stuff. It's actually really cool. You know, creating food from like the air, that it sounds very far out there, but nah, like, it's really close based on what these researchers are looking at. I think it's really awesome. I also like how they kind of threw shade at like climate deniers in the article when I read, or at least it felt like shade to me, because like they were talking about how like using this invention takes up much less space than you would need an entire field just to grow crops for. And so like just growing a whole bunch of food in such a tiny amount of space, they said the rest of the space could be used to revert it back to wild forest growth. And so for that, for me, that's just like, yeah, just know that this space, it won't be used for anything else. It'll literally just be used to help us in the fight for climate change. You know what I mean? Carbon sequestration and all that stuff, like using the soil and the trees. Like, yeah, don't use this for anything else. We got to get back on track. So it's like, yeah, climate deniers. Yeah. That's for you. Yeah. Don't use that to build any of your businesses or anything. Forget you guys. But no, I really like this invention. I hope they continue trying to work on it. The next subject is like technology. And I read an article from Tech Radar, and it talks about the DNA data storage alliance formed by Illumina, Microsoft Research, Twist Bioscience, and Western Digital. Their mission is to create and promote an interoperable storage ecosystem based on manufactured DNA as a data storage medium. So basically, this article kind of gets you thinking about how they're going to be storing DNA, manufactured DNA, and how they're going to be using it in the future and stuff like that. DNA is basically, you know, it's basically the roadwork laid out, like, in our bodies for, like, how we're going to function, like, how we're going to, I don't even know if I used the right term earlier. Not roadwork, kind of like the instructions to our body, like the coded instructions and stuff like that. So basically, like, we could store all of our DNA information on a floppy disk and send it out to Martians in the universe. Like, it's just what I'm kind of pulling from this, which is really cool. But the goal of the alliance is to create and promote an interoperable storage ecosystem based on manufactured DNA as a data storage medium. And their initial aim is to educate the public and raise awareness about this emerging technology. Oh man, I think this is really interesting. I think that this could definitely be used for a lot of good. I mean, think about the fact that we could store DNA of not just us, but like DNAs from, you know, vastly different species, you know, and in the future, you know, if any of them go extinct, we could reanimate them, you know, using the DNA from the storages. And we could also create, you know, cool genetic combinations from the DNA as well. Now that's going to bring like a lot of like, that's going to bring ethics into play and stuff like that. So I don't know if that can like, I mean, I don't know. We already kind of do it with like agriculture and stuff, but I mean, just, it all depends on what we're going to be doing with it. And I think that's the major questions that's going to be raised, right? It's like, who's going to get to control this DNA? What are they going to be doing with it? Is it going to be government regulated? All these different things are going to come into play. And so I think these are questions that we need to consider. But it kind of scares me because it got me thinking about that episode of Rick and Morty, the new episode, where it's like Rick basically made copies of like the entire family all around the world. And it makes me think, are aliens going to do that to like us? Like when they find like our DNA storages, are they going to make multiple copies of us? Like, how do we know we're not copies? You know, like, how do we know that we're like not like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's kind of scary when you think about it. The fact that we even have that. But nah, anyway. So yeah, moving on to the next subject. So the last subject is psychology. So it talks about a new psychology that indicates that I'm going to substitute bull-essing with bull-spitting for now. Because I don't want to curse on my podcast. But new psychology research indicates that bull-spitting is a sign of intelligence. That's wild. Now, like, for those who know me, like, I don't play around. Like, I'm at the point where I'm starting to feel like I'm losing faith in psychology. Because there's no way a study like this could be out right now and exist in this exact same world as anti-vaxxers, you know, climate deniers and flat earthers. There's just no way. They're going to use this article to their advantage. Like, they're going to say so much. They're going to talk so much. Like, it's just like, yeah, I know it sounds like we're bull spitting, but we're actually intelligent at the same time. So you should consider our hypotheses. Like, no, like, no, you're just bull spitting, man. Like, stop playing with me. Like, but nah, they can literally use this to their advantage. Like, yo, we're still intelligent no matter how much you think we're bull spitting. I kind of hate this. I hate it to death. Anyway, the article points out that bull spitting can be an indication of cognitive ability. People who are better at producing made-up explanations for various concepts tend to be more intelligent compared to those who struggle to produce convincing bull spit. But skilled bull spitters are not necessarily frequent bull spitters. What does this mean for our species? I think it means we're screwed. I feel like every single day, like the lines are constantly being blurred, you know, when it comes to fact and when it comes to like opinion. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't even know where to draw the line now, dude. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just with, I love psychology, but maybe it's just with psychology, man. Like, this is getting real confusing. I'm at the point where it's just like, okay, like, I get it. Like, you know, you have people like Kanye West, you know, where it's just like, yeah, sometimes he could be a bull spitter, but like, he's a genius. You know, you know, I know how people like that could exist and maybe it could justify this study. You know what I mean? There, you can't always have, you know, the good without the bad, you know, so you're going to have the pros and cons and stuff like that. But no, man, like a line has to be drawn now. Like we need a rule. We need to literally root out the bull spitters and send them to Mars. Like we don't need any of this. We don't need any of this, but nah. I mean, no, I think it helps to have bull spitters from time to time. I mean, I think about myself sometimes when I'm doing presentations and stuff like that for work or when I'm looking at other people's presentations, and sometimes I'll zone out and I'll literally have no idea what they're talking about, and then they pop up and try to ask me a question about it, and I'm just like, I, you know, my brain starts working and I start trying to think of ways in which I can address their question. You know, it's just like, oh, Alwyn, so what did you think of so and so? And I'm just like, well, you know, I think you did a really good job with your presentation and the layout looks great, you know, but I'm a bit confused, but you know, and I just I don't know. Some of you probably do this too. You just start going off into a tangent about something that people didn't consider. But the reason why they didn't consider it is because it wasn't even in the presentation in the first place, which makes it hilarious. So it's like, but nah, like, look, bull spitters, Sometimes they're necessary, okay? Sometimes. And look, closing remarks, make sure that if you're a really good bull spitter, make sure you're using your ability to bull spit for the good of mankind, all right? Remember, with great power comes great responsibility. And with great responsibility comes with the necessity. Look at the video below, the TikTok that I posted, that I made a video about with in regards to that exact article. But now, thank you so much, y'all, for checking out the ATS podcast. I greatly appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that like, comment, and subscribe button, and make sure you hit that bell for notifications. And if you're watching this on any of my podcast hosting sites, make sure that you either hit that follow or subscribe button. And also make sure don't forget to go to allentheSheriff.com, check out some of my merch. If you don't like my merch, make sure that you hit that subscription button, that $2 subscription button. You'll get early access to all of my content. Again, thanks so much for checking out my podcast, and I will see you all in the next episode. Ah!